102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We're on with Gerald this morning. He's going to be seeking a pardon from his cousin, Taylor. What's up, Gerald? How you doing this morning, my man?
Hey, how's it going? Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Good, you're man. Welcome.
All right. Thanks for reaching out to the Dream Team. Now, you live in the Bay Area, and your cousin, Gerald, lives in Sacramento. How did you guys get along before the drama happened?
Taylor and I had a great relationship prior to the drama with Grandma. Grew up together, just, you know, different areas, but saw each other quite a bit. All was really good. We're the same age, basically like brothers from different mothers.
Something happened, of course, with your grandmother recently. She passed away. Mm. First of all, we're sorry to hear that.
Sorry to hear that, man.
Now, what happened with you and Taylor after that? That's the reason for you to be seeking a pardon this morning.
Well, it's a family thing, and it's really tough. But basically, Grandma passed away, and due to COVID concerns that I've got, I just didn't feel comfortable going to her funeral, in all honesty. And then on top of that, I think maybe what kind of was maybe the thing that really put it over the top was I made the comment that I want to tell her to please keep me up to date as her will was read and I could find out what's going on. You know, in one of my last conversations with her, she said there was something in there for me, and I was curious to know what it was. I wanted to be kept abreast of it. So yeah. I just want to make sure that I'm in the loop with everything.
I could see how that could turn sour, because now it just kind of looks like you're, you know, you don't want to go pay your respects in person, but you want to make sure you get cashed out.
That's not quite like that, but yeah, I'm sure that's how it does sound.
And Taylor was responsible for setting up all the arrangements and things of that nature, so that's why he was upset when you decided that you were not going to attend the funeral.
Yeah, Taylor was given the power of attorney by Grandma, and I think it really just, you know, we kind of took care of her together the past couple of years, and all of a sudden he thinks that, you know, the feeling I got was that she passed away, and I just kind of washed my hands of the whole situation. I just want to cash out and be done, and that just couldn't be further from the truth.
Mm. Okay.
You were really just concerned about COVID, and that was the only reason why you decided not to go.
Yeah, where I work, there's been a few people been diagnosed with COVID. I've been tested. I've been negative each time. But there's just that fear that, you know, hey, you know, is there something lingering inside of me? And will I, by accident, you know, somehow infect a loved one? And will I be responsible for their health conditions? And you know what? That's a big burden to carry. And I just don't want it, in all honesty.
So what we're going to do, we're going to reach out and get Taylor on the line. You're going to have a chance to present your case to Taylor. We're going to let him think about what you're saying, and we'll see if he's going to grant you a pardon this morning, and you guys can move on, okay?
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
Taylor, good morning. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Yeah, hey, Dream Team.
Hey.
What up, Taylor?
How's things down there in Sacramento?
Things are all right.
I know you don't know why you're on this morning, but we have a young man that you may know by the name of Gerald.
Yeah, I know him. It's my cousin, yeah.
Cousin Gerald. Cousin G.
He said that with disdain. He's like, yeah, I know him.
Well, actually, we have him on with us this morning. He just wants to talk to you about a situation. We need you to do us a favor. Listen to him. Give it some thought. And then we're going to see if you're going to make a decision this morning, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, go ahead, Gerald. Your cousin Taylor is on.
Hey, Taylor, how's it going?
Hey, good, Gerald. How are you?
Good. Sorry. Hey, it makes me sick that we haven't talked in so long, and just the way you feel. And I get it, but I think there's been a little bit of a misunderstanding, and I hope that I can clear the air here a little bit, and maybe we can kind of put this past behind us. You know, we've run together for so long now, and it's like there's a real hole in my life right now without you being a part of it. But anyway, so, you know, Grandma, we took great care of her together. You did your days, I did my days, and I know she really enjoyed the time she spent with both of us, and we were both really heartbroken when she finally passed. And like I said, and then when I told you I couldn't make it to the funeral, I know you were hurt, and then we talked about the will reading, and that really kind of was really a bad scene. But, I mean, the reason I didn't want to go to the funeral, just telling the Dream Team earlier, and I think I told you, but maybe just you didn't quite hear it all, if you were so upset with me at the time, was just that I had some COVID concerns. There have been some people at work that have been diagnosed. I had tests, and I was negative each time I was tested. But I was scared, in all honesty. I didn't want to be that person that you read about that, you know, spreads this awful disease to their loved ones and, you know, causes them, you know, who knows what harm. And that really weighed on my mind. And so that's why I didn't want to be at the funeral. As much as it pained me to not be there, I really wanted to be there. And trust me, I was there in spirit. And then as far as the will goes, it's not like, hey, what's in it for me? It's more that you've got the power of attorney, and I totally respect Grandma for giving that to you. I totally get why she did it. You know, you live closer to her, and so therefore it just made a lot more sense for you to have that power of attorney. Like I said, she had said something to me about, you know, she had left something in it for me, but she never told me what it was. And it wasn't more like, hey, let me know when they're going to read the will. I want to be there because I want to get what's coming to me. It was more like, no, I want you to let me know when it's going to be done so then I can reach back to you to say, okay, what did she do for me and what do I need to do at this point now in order to help fulfill her final wishes? And that was it. And if there was a misunderstanding on it, I am sorry from the bottom of my heart. I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to hurt our grandma's memory, any of that. And I just hope you can kind of take this in and you can forgive me for all this and we can kind of get back to the way we were.
Look, I mean, thanks for saying that stuff, but I'm still pretty pissed off. I mean, you say you couldn't come to the funeral because of your COVID concerns, but you've been coming down on the weekends and taking care of Grandma, which is good. But where were your COVID concerns every weekend when you were, you know, coming down and doing your bit on the weekends? And now you're saying I couldn't make it to the funeral. Well,
get him, T.
You could have made it to the funeral if you wanted to. You know, it's just like now Grandma's gone and, yeah, you're my cousin. But, yeah, it just seems pretty opportunistic that you're sniffing around about the will. I mean, that's sort of your primary concern now that you bailed on the one opportunity to say goodbye. And, yeah, I did take care of the funeral, and I made sure that there was social distance, and I made sure everybody was following all the protocols. I didn't want to get in any trouble, but there was one last chance that you had to come down and pay your respects to a woman that took great care of both of us. And yeah, we did take good care of her, but you had your chance, man, and you decided to bail out. And that still does not sit right with me.
Wow.
Oh,
Gerald, he makes a good point, man. You came down to visit Grandma to take care of her and you weren't worried about COVID then. But now all of a sudden you have these deep concerns, except for the money part. What's up with that?
Well, I know. I listened to it. And it's like, you know what? I sound like a real heel, I guess you could say, just not a very good person. I'm trying to be nice just because we're on the radio, and I can't say how I really feel about myself right now, I think. And so, you know what? I don't know. I mean, Taylor makes some great points there. And, you know, maybe I just got a little, I don't know. It's just, you know, funerals are tough, and maybe I just use the COVID thing. And I use it, you know, deep down as an excuse to not have to do that, and felt like I'd said my final goodbyes to her early on, and I've got this, you know, great memory of my last visit with her before she passed, and I really wanted that to be that final memory and not, you know, looking at her in a casket.
All right. Well, do you understand, too, about the will? What's that situation going to be like? Are you planning on honoring your grandmother's words and, you know, give him his part of whatever the will says he should have?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I have power of attorney. I'm not executor of the estate, but yeah, of course, we're going to make sure that, you know, Gerald gets whatever she wanted Gerald to get. He's blood. I mean, you can't just shut him out like that, but this one still stings.
He clearly wants it.
No, sure I get it.
He's making sure to get that for sure.
Gerald, you have the floor. Talk to your cousin, Taylor.
Taylor, I'm sorry. You know what? I listened to what you had to say, and I probably made some very poor decisions shortly after Grandma died. And I totally appreciate where you're coming from and why you feel the way you do. And I never meant any harm or ill will towards you or Grandma's memory, the family, anybody. And all I can ask is that you maybe forgive me and give me a second chance.
Yeah, I hear you, man. And I know we took care of Grandma together and I love you, but I'm still mad. I mean, I'm still really mad at you bailing out on this one last chance. And I know it's not good to carry grudges and to hold on to bad feelings, but as it stands right now, I don't want to hear from you for a little while. So no pardon, man. I mean, this one just stinks all the way around. And when the will comes out, you'll hear what you got. I'll hear what I got. But who cares? This was the last chance to say goodbye, and you didn't follow through on it. And so for now, I just need some time. So no.
No part.
Yeah. No part.
That makes sense.
How do you feel, Gerald?
Upset, yes. Understand, yes. I'm hoping that maybe they say time heals all wounds, and hopefully as time goes on, Taylor and I can mend our relationship. And,
let me ask you, is anybody else in the family upset like Taylor, or is he the only one that took it like that?
Taylor's the only one that took it like that. Well, the other people, they're understandable, and I don't know, maybe people feel a little bit different now after they hear this.
But it probably took it personal because you guys are close, though, Gerald. You guys are close. That's probably why it hurt him more.
More like, you guys sound like brothers more than cousins, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, like I said, we're the same age, and basically, you know, we did a lot together growing up. And so, you know, I never meant to hurt Taylor or anybody else. And, you know, I have to be responsible for my own actions. I got to man up and say when I'm wrong. And I think, you know, maybe after listening to Taylor, okay, I'm wrong. And I made some bad decisions. I have to respect his decision. And I'm hoping that maybe, like I said, time heals all wounds. And maybe we can eventually, with time, get past this and move on and get back to the way we were.
Yeah, Taylor, you said you can't do it right now, but will there ever be a chance, you think, for you guys to sit down and try to work this out?
I mean, it's hard to think about that time coming, but maybe, you know.
I hope so. Yeah.
Where there's a will, there's a way. No pun intended.
Yeah. So, well, we're sorry we didn't get a pardon this morning, Bay Area. This is how it goes on Beg Your Pardon. Sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't. And if you want to get your situation played out, all you have to do is go to KBLX.com, click on to Beg Your Pardon, present your dilemma, and we'll get back to you and see if you can get yours pardoned or not. Right here with your dream team, Tony Sko, Kimmy T, and Rudy O on 102.9 KBLX, the best old school throwbacks in R&B.